old wedding pictures. My wife looks stunning and I look stunned.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the sweetest three-word sentences is, you are invited. I love invitations. Sometimes they come in an email, a text, or best of all, an old-fashioned card in the mail. Like this from a friend celebrating a birthday. The card is all decked out in groovy 1970s colors. Come on, man, it says. It's a 70s party. Can you dig it? Don your best polyester and platform shoes, then boogie on over to my pad. It'll be far out. Don't be a spaz. Be there or be square. Well, if you lived through the 70s, you know exactly what he meant. Some invitations are more simple. One guy sent cards to friends that simply said, I'm inviting you to my birthday party that I'm throwing for myself. Of course, some are taking wedding invitations to a whole new level of extravagance. One couple had a policeman friend hand-deliver district criminal court subpoenas to their guest list. The summonses read, you are hereby commanded to appear before the district court on August 30th at 2:30 p.m. to testify as a witness to the marriage of Mark and Christy. Failure to appear is punishable by law. Save the date. Yikes. Another groom sent out a beautiful custom-made card. It read, this definitely could have been a text, but she made me get you a card. Will you be my groomsman? One invitation simply gave the time, date, names, location, and said, outward wedding with dinner to follow. Awkward dancing is strongly encouraged. I've been there. Some go over the top to invite their friends to Thanksgiving. One invitation features a huge slice of pumpkin pie and the slogan, I get pie with a little help from my friends. Or, don't be a turkey, join us for Thanksgiving. Following the Second World War, a young couple from Eastern Europe immigrated to the United States. For a time, they struggled with the language and the culture. One day, a wedding invitation arrived. At the bottom were those cryptic letters RSVP. It's French, of course, for please respond. They squinted at it and talked about it, and finally the husband said, Wife, I think I know what that means. RSVP, remember, send wedding presents. Well, some of the sweetest invitations I've received are from friends who want to go for lunch, or my wife who wants me to come for supper, or an invitation from a chaplain to speak to the Toronto Blue Jays. Let me tell you, that was a ball. But there are so many things I've never been invited to. The Prime Minister's birthday, the White House, a Star Wars premiere. I would say yes to those, wouldn't you? Yet there are three invitations I turn down regularly. Each morning when I wake up, they are there. The first one is to rest. Jesus said in Matthew 11, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Start your day there, not with your phone or your newspaper. Just come to him. He won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with Jesus. You'll learn to walk freely and lightly. Rest. Secondly, we are invited to pray. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. David responded to that invitation. O Lord, he wrote, listen to my cry for help. Pay attention to my prayer, for it comes from honest lips. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Rest, pray, and drink. It's the final invitation in the Bible found in Revelation 22. Let anyone who is thirsty come. The date on the invitation is today. The time is now. RSVP with a yes. Rest, pray, and drink of the water of life. God bless you as you walk with Jesus today.
Ron said, life's a roller coaster, and in some of the lowest moments, Laugh Again has been a life preserver. If you've been impacted by Laugh Again, would you consider sending a gift to keep it going? Your support is priceless as we strive to bring words of hope and joy to friends right across the country. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.